morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Steve.
I'm Kevin.
And welcome to another episode of The Last Podcast You Want. How are we doing, everybody? How are we doing, Kevin?
Oh, doing pretty good. Been a long week. Started a new job.
Congratulations. I'm assuming it's a lot of training and videos.
A lot of training videos. Yeah, definitely. But
at least you're getting paid.
Always getting paid. I wouldn't be doing it if I wasn't getting paid.
All right, we are going to dive right into the show with some IMDb birthdays. Kevin, I'm going to give you the actor slash actress. You're going to tell me how old you think they are turning today.
All right.
Starting with a great one, Dr. Alan Grant, Sam Neill. How old do you think Sam Neill is turning today?
It's his birthday today? I am going to say 63.
76.
Oh, wow.
76.
Okay. I was slightly off, just slightly off.
How about Sheriff Rick Grimes? Andrew Lincoln is celebrating a birthday today. Carl! How do you think Andrew Lincoln is turning?
Carl, they ate her whole left side. She's all right now. Let's see. I think, 57?
Oh, undershooting on one, overshooting on the next. Andrew Lincoln turns 50 today.
Ooh, 50 today.
How about director Bong Joon-ho?
Excuse you. I have no idea who he is. So
he directed Parasite. Oscar. Okay, so Parasite.
54.
How about Madea herself? Tyler Perry is celebrating a birthday today.
How old is that dude? Let's see. Got to be in his 40s or 50s. 47.
54 as well.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday today. Check off Mr. Walter Cohen.
God, I have no idea. 62.
87. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm horrible at this game.
That makes me laugh so much. Let's see if there's anybody else. There's no one. Everyone else that you would possibly know has passed away. Did you ever watch Murphy Brown?
Oh, yeah.
I love Faith Murphy Ford. Brown. How old do you think Faith Ford is turning today?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, at 30 years or so, 30, 62.
59. Close. That was the closest you got on all of them. So Kevin, we both recently went to the movie within the last week and we saw DC's Blue Beetle. Now I'm going to start by saying, my buddy Tanner and I went, as we tend to do now. And we were the only ones in the theater. No one else bought a Thursday night, or it might've been a Friday night, 9:20 something showing of Blue Beetle.
There was two other people in my theater. Of course, mine was a early morning Wednesday. I actually thought I was going to be the only one in there until right before the trailers. Two people walked in, sat down right in front of me, but below me because it's stadium seating, so it was perfectly fine.
Is this with you in Texas? Here in California, we have the you pre-select your seat on where you want to sit.
Yes.
So people bought these seats. No. Now, when you bought the tickets, was there anyone else in the theater?
No, I was the first one to buy the tickets.
That they were going to be sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, but it wasn't totally right in front of me. When I say right in front of me, they were directly in front of me, but there was also the walkway, staggered stadium seating. No, but there was the walkway and the handicap area there, and then another step. So yeah, they were in front of me, but they didn't bother me.
Well,
we both
got some trailers. When I went, I got a total of 6 trailers. How many trailers did you get?
Just four.
What were the four that just you got?
Oh, I got some good ones. Trolls. Okay. Band Together.
I'm very excited. I'm not gonna lie, I'm excited for Trolls 3.
Are you serious? I like this whole trailer. I did not interest me at all.
100%. They got me with the first trailer. What you need is you just need a good trailer, and they got me with a great one. In the first trailer, they literally did a slew of boy band jokes where it was just like 98 degrees. We have to get in sync. Oh, these are the Backstreet. Like they just hit a slew of jokes that I laughed enough that I was like, I'm in.
If you're a fan of The Hunger Games, which I have not seen any of The Hunger Games, I got The Hunger Games Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh, I did not get that one.
And Dune Part 2.
Didn't get that one.
Which I seen the first Dune. Visually, it was great, but it didn't really keep my interest. It was beautifully shot, but I just didn't get into it. But the one I did want to see is Wonka. I got the trailer for Wonka, and it made me want to go see Wonka.
I got Camp Hideaway, Haunting in Venice, Trolls 3, the new Paw Patrol movie. It looks like Steven Spielberg, with the help of Oprah Winfrey, made a musical readaptation of The Color Purple.
That's got to be different.
And unfortunately, I got Wonka as well.
Not a fan of the Wonka one? You've probably just seen the trailer a ton of times.
No, I've only seen the trailer two or three times. I was completely turned off from this trailer from the moment that I saw it. For me, and this is just me personally, to start the trailer with, and I realize now that he's not saying the iconic strike that, reverse it. He says something similar to that. He says strike that and return it or something. I don't think he says reverse it, but to start with like an iconic like Gene Wilder line is automatically,
right. No,
is automatically going to bring comparison. I do not like the way the character is presented. I do not feel that the representation that we've been given of Willy Wonka, unless this is supposed to be like a pre Johnny Depp, which would be more explaining, but at the same time, I didn't like the trailer. It does not look good to me.
I didn't care for the Johnny Depp version at all, really. Gene Wilder was the best fit for it. Let's just face it. The original is the best. Sure. And them trying to improve upon it with better graphics and stuff, just it didn't work for Wonka in the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp.
That'd be Charlie in the Chocolate.
Oh, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. I'm
good. I'll probably end up passing on this one unless my wife really wants to go see it in the theater. Camp Hideaway was a fun one. It seems like Camp Nowhere, which is really funny because Christopher Lloyd is also in this one. Getting into the movie itself, Blue Beetle, we went and saw Blue Beetle, not together, but separately. I'm not necessarily a DC guy. I've always said I'm a Marvel guy. But this was a really entertaining film. I thought it was a lot of fun. And it sets up for possibility in the DCU, even though I'm going to pull up a fact that James Gunn said in response to it. But what did you feel? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts as a DC fan? What do you?
I am a DC guy, and I'm glad to see that they were starting to make movies not with the main three or four characters. They're expanding the universe a little bit, showing Blue Beetle. Hopefully, we get some Booster Gold coming soon, because blue and gold, of course, it just works. I'm excited, and I'm excited to see that, you know, to see a Hispanic community. They really did that version really well, I think, you know, to make a Blue Beetle. They expanded on the culture.
Sure,
absolutely. So I'm excited.
And we get George Lopez dropping an F-bomb within 3 seconds of his character being introduced. But it's in Spanish, so who knows the difference?
Yeah.
So DC Studio CEO James Gunn, who was hired after the film's production, stated that while the film is set in the DC Extended Universe, it is ultimately disconnected from the universe. Furthermore, he intended to incorporate Blue Beetle into his upcoming rebooted DCU.
Okay, so I don't think he knows what he wants to do with it yet, to tell you the truth.
I think to say that this is disconnected from the DCU, but he's going to bring the actor that plays him into the DCU. Just make it DCU.
I think he was hedging his bets on how well this movie is perceived before he brings it on to his version of what the DCU is going
to
be.
And unfortunately, this film did not do well in the theater. And it's a really
entertaining film. I don't know. Even The Flash, I enjoyed The Flash and it didn't do as well. It did well when it hit HBO Max, but you know, when I don't know what it is with DC movies. TV, they do really well, but apparently in the theaters, you know, they don't do very well.
I think it's because DC is trying to put stuff out so fast. They wanted and tried to do in like 3 or 4 years what it took Marvel to do a decade.
I get that, but this was
so late. But they gave us Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, and then Justice League, throwing in Cyborg, throwing in Flash, throwing in these characters that don't have origin stories when they want to just be able to get the product out that people doubt. Not to mention, you have a strong front runner like Wonder Woman, and then you give us Wonder Woman 1984.
That was a mistake.
It wasn't necessarily a bad movie, but it was a poor execution of what they wanted to do because I feel they probably rushed it trying to get it out to compete with Marvel.
But I think Blue Beetle as a standalone movie,
it's great.
Is able to stand up with just about any, especially some of the movies Marvel's have been putting out, Morpheus and all that. I think Blue Beetle is a great movie. It's told very well. The origin of Blue Beetle is told very well. You go look into the past where Ted Kord is the original Blue Beetle.
That, did you stay for the mid-credit?
Yeah, I stayed
for the mid-credit. Did you stay for the
post-credit? Yeah. I stayed for the post-credit. The post-credit was just, it was the cartoon. It was the cartoon.
You must have been so upset. I laughed so much. It's like the post-credit scene for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. I stayed for it. I mean, like, I was the only one in the theater. The two people who were in front of me, I had already left. But, I got the... Hopefully, there's going to be another Blue Beetle movie because this one was fantastic. I'd like to see Ted Kord as Blue Beetle. Come into the fray. I love the giant beetle, which is in the comics. I love this version of Blue Beetle.
Yeah, I had a blast with it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what they're going to be doing, if they're going to be bringing him into the DCU. I really like the actor Zolo, I believe is his name. He plays Miguel on Cobra Kai.
Jaime, because it's Jamie just with a H, with a H. Yeah, Jaime.
But other than that, I really enjoyed Blue Beetle. It is still out. If you have a chance and you want to see it, go give it a shot and add just a little bit to the box office. Not that it's going to matter at this point. Other than Blue Beetle, Kevin, is there anything that you've been watching, playing, doing? That you want to talk about before we wrap it on up and take it home?
I just watched Special Ops Lioness on Paramount. It's a series, TV series. It's a great TV series. I highly suggest that. And I just finished up Tulsa King, the one with Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
I
want to say that one's on either HBO or Paramount.
It's on Paramount. Tulsa King, I didn't like the way it ended, but I liked it. I liked the series. Right. 10-episode series. But if you had to choose the two, go check out Special Ops Lioness. It's a really good one.
Perfect. For me, I just finished up Ghost of Tsushima on PS4. Beat that. A lot of fun. Such a great story, great open land, not necessarily a repetitious game, but it definitely gives you a challenge. If you haven't played it on the PlayStation, you want to give it a chance. You know, I say definitely check it than that. Other than that, we are going to be taking it on home, finishing up the show. Kevin, as we end, any words of wisdom or advice that you'd like to give the listeners as we take it?
Wakey, wakey, hand off Snakey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Last Podcast You'd Want. And for Kevin, I'm Steve. And until next time, tip the veal, try the staff. We'll see you then.
Call!